For Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill, visiting with Richard Fordyce, who as of Friday is the new administrator of the Farm Service Agency at USDA. And, well, first of all, Richard, tell us a bit about how you were able to land the promotion from State Executive Director to Administrator of the whole 2100 County Office operation.
Well, Kyle, I don't know exactly. The undersecretary for FPAC, which is Farm Production and Conservation, was a former colleague. He was Secretary of Agriculture in Iowa when I was the director here in Missouri. And we've been friends for quite some time. And, you know, he approached me about it, you know, a few weeks ago to gauge an interest. And, you know, I said, hey, I've got to think about that one. And anyway, a couple of weeks, I kind of decided that if that is something that they were interested in offering, I would be interested in throwing my hat in the ring. And that's kind of what happened. And once I did that, you know, it happened pretty quickly. I was a little surprised about actually how quick it did happen or how quick the announcement came out.
So what will your new duties entail?
Well, so just overseeing and offering direction and management leadership for the Farm Service Agency. You know, there's a fairly robust representation in Washington, and so I will office out of Washington, D.C., and you know, look at the programs that we are offering. Certainly, you know, farm programs are legislated or passed by Congress, and then we administer those. The way that we administer those programs in some cases is spelled out in congressional legislation, and sometimes it's up to the agency to figure out, you know, procedurally how you administer those programs. And so I think, you know, being a lifelong farmer, all of my exposure to the Farm Service Agency up until last November was from the other side of the counter. And the secretary has said it many, many, many times that he wants USDA to be the most effective, most efficient, and customer-focused department in the federal government. The secretary is very serious about how we deliver programs, how we offer customer service to the farmers and ranchers and foresters across the country. And so I think, you know, we're going to take really hard looks at how do we interact with farmers? How do we promote our programs? How do we administer them? What can we do as the Farm Service Agency to make sure that experience, and I'll call it that customer experience from farmers and ranchers, is the best that it can be, and it's the most efficient that it can be. And we'll take a look at that every day across all programs.
What have you identified so far as some of the early tasks to help Secretary Perdue and everyone at USDA make your agency more customer friendly?
Well, I'll tell you, Kyle, this agency's been under a hiring freeze for probably close to 18 months. We've had a little bit of a go ahead to allow to hire some temporaries, but we need to bring some folks on board. We've got county offices across the country that are understaffed. I think that's job number one. And the Farm Service Agency, I actually was fortunate enough to be on a task force to look at a staffing model and understand workloads in county offices and understand how many folks are in those offices and what kind of help do they need. Is this county office staffed according to their workload? Is this county office understaffed? So we kind of have that staffing model perfected. And the secretary wants decisions to be data-driven and fact-based. And this certainly does that. So I think we're going to get the go-ahead here real soon to start making some external hires and start getting our offices staffed where it's necessary. And I think that that's going to be probably one of the first tasks, is start onboarding some new folks into FSA.
And since you've now taken this federal level position, that means now we got to find your successor for the state office at FSA. What do you know about how soon that might be taking place?
You know, I would think that once they identify someone, I would hope that happens, you know, fairly quickly. You know, I don't know the timeline, and I know that certainly, you know, I've notified those folks that could start thinking about a name. Obviously, the secretary will know that we'll have a vacancy when I assume my position as the administrator. So I would think it would be fairly quick. It's not like the original you know, the original appointments for all of the state executive directors when they were trying to get, you know, somebody for each state. They'll just be looking for one and should be able to concentrate their efforts on getting that person located and kind of nominated / appointed and then getting through the vetting process. So I would think it would be fairly quick.
What from your prior experiences with the Farm Bureau and the Missouri Department of Agriculture do you believe you'll be able to carry into your new role as the FSA administrator?
Well, Kyle, I think that's a good question. I certainly think that from, you know, the time at the Department of Agriculture as the director, you kind of have to figure out how to encourage folks and how to motivate them, you know, from a staffing perspective. And it's, you know, there's going to be an massive amount of learning to be done. And as it was in that position and in this position that I currently have here as a state executive director. But I think communication and honest and fair and transparent communication is critical. We have, I think there are multiple audiences that the administrator communicates with. First of all, I think it's employees. It's the folks that work at the Farm Service Agency across the country that do such a great job administering those programs and on the farm loan side as well, administering farm loans. But there's another audience, which are producers. And it's not that it hasn't been happening, but we need to continue to be transparent and provide information and to keep folks up to speed on what's going on with the Farm Service Agency. So I think it's communication. And then, you know, just, I guess, from, you know, my Farm Bureau days and again, I guess the department as well. You need to have, you know, a fairly deep knowledge about agriculture. And I think we're fortunate here in Missouri that we are so diverse in our agriculture, whether it's Delta type agriculture in southeast Missouri to more Corn Belt type agriculture, you know, in the northern half of the state, livestock operations across all sectors scattered across the state. I think an agriculture leader from Missouri that is about to assume a national role can bring a lot to the table because of the agriculture diversity that we have here in Missouri and the multiple issues that we face, you know. And so I think my experiences and my leadership development here in Missouri over the past 25 years, I think ought to serve me pretty well in this role.
And you'll be joining a couple other Missourians who have taken some prominent roles within and close to USDA. Kenneth Johnson with Rural Utilities, who used to be a Cobo co-op in Tipton. And then Brian Klippenstein has been an advisor for some time. What does it mean to have so many Missourians involved with USDA?
Well, I think it calls attention to the fact that we have extremely vibrant agriculture in Missouri. We've got some fantastic leaders in agriculture and in rural Missouri. We've known that a long time, and I guess maybe the fact that some more Missourians are getting tapped to do some of these jobs, I think it speaks very well for the state of Missouri.
And finally, Richard, since you've been getting that commute between Bethany and Columbia going for quite a while, now it's a commute from Bethany to Washington. How often are you going to have to make that commute?
My plan is try to get home about every weekend if I can. You know, my daughter made the observation just last week that, you know, Dad, if you didn't have to spend like a lot of time waiting for your flight in the airport, the commute is really not a whole lot farther. It's, you know, on the way back, it's a 2-hour flight back into Kansas City. And then I've got an hour and a half drive back to Bethany from the airport. You know, it takes me over 3 hours to drive to Bethany from Columbia. So minus the time on waiting on the airplane to get there, you know, the commute's not much farther.
Richard Fordyce, the new administrator for the Farm Service Agency at USDA. Anything additional we need to pass along to our listeners today about your new role at FSA?
Well, that I'm excited. I'm excited about the opportunity and certainly, I guess, the challenge, too. I mean, there's going to be issues that we may not even know about today that we'll have to tackle at the Farm Service Agency, you know, from disaster programs that, you know, haven't happened yet and those kind of things. But I hope folks understand that there is a great leadership team at USDA. My boss, the Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Bill Northey, is an Iowa farmer. He was Secretary of Agriculture in Iowa for 11 years. There are lots of other folks that work at USDA and even more specifically at the Farm Service Agency in Washington and across the country that do exceptional work, are dedicated and passionate to their job. And I hope I'm just going to be able to go and just be a part of that success. And I'm looking forward to it very much.
Richard Fordyce, the new administrator of USDA's Farm Service Agency. Congratulations on the promotion and best wishes to you.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. I appreciate all of the times we've had to visit in the past. Hopefully that'll continue.
I'm certain that it will, Richard, as we've been speaking to you on Ag Insight here on Regional Radio, and I'm Kyle Hill.